And now the latest local news on WIBD. A 38-year-old migrant worker who stabbed a co-worker in August of 2015 will serve 2 years in prison and spend an additional 2 years on extended supervision. Roberto Castillo Noyola pled guilty to battery causing great bodily harm and was sentenced yesterday in Washington County Court. He was charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. Sheriff's officials say Castillo Noyola believed the other man had stolen beer and money from him when he grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed the man multiple times on August 1st of last year in the town of Farmington. With the prevailing wage law no longer applying to municipal public works projects in Wisconsin after January 1st, West Bend Mayor Craig Sedonico says the city is hoping to save some money on upcoming construction.
We decided to hold off till after the first of the year, so that's going to be sort of our first experiment to see if we're getting additional bidders on these projects that may not have bid in the past and exactly what the cost savings will be. The hope is if we assume the cost of a road or a sewer or a municipal project such as that is half labor and half materials, the material price doesn't change, but we're hoping that 20 to 25% of the labor cost could go down. So if you combine that, we could see a reduction, hopefully of 10, maybe 15%, depending on the project.
There is a movement once again in Madison to also eliminate the prevailing wage for state-funded public works projects. That effort failed in the last legislative session. A 57-year-old West Bend attorney charged with her fifth OWI is due back in Washington County Court today. Sally Rubenzer was arrested in May. She has pled not guilty to the felony charge. Rubenzer's defense attorney is seeking to have evidence collected by officers thrown out of court. Rubenzer is wearing an alcohol use monitor as a condition of her release on a $2,000 cash bond. A judge from outside the county is hearing the case. A warrant's been issued for an 18-year-old Milwaukee woman accused of stealing nearly $3,000 from the Germantown Walmart just after last Christmas while she was working as a cashier. LaHasha J. Harris has pled not guilty and has been telling the court since June she is working to make restitution. She failed to appear in Washington County Court yesterday, but did leave a message with her attorney that she didn't have a ride. According to the criminal complaint, surveillance cameras caught Harris putting money in places other than the cash register 23 times between December 31st and January 16th. She is charged with felony theft in a business setting. Harris missed a November court appearance as well as one in early September.